Good practice. What we did was we introduced the jets today. Now, we had one period, and we're not going to put a lot of concentrated effort in as far as game planning, but just an introduction, maybe a period here, a period tomorrow. We really want to play just with our rules ball, go out there and really concentrate. It's training camp format, another day of padded practice, got some good work, a lot of one-on-ones again today. This is our third one-on-ones. We really need that work with the wide receivers and the DBs and the O-line and D-line.
How's Telvin Smith doing for you in camp?
What's that?
Telvin Smith, how's
he doing? Good. He's got a better understanding. I think we challenged him, like the whole team, about consistency. You saw really good flashes, but then there'd be a play here, a play there that would give up an explosive play. So he's really concentrating on that, his run fits, you know, becoming a complete player.
Is his mental starting to catch up with the speed and athleticism that he sort of relied on earlier?
Yeah, you can see him. He's just playing with more poise, where he understands what his job is before the play, so he can concentrate looking at formations and tendencies and things like that, and based off his reaction.
Do you look at Nas sort of the same way you did Telvin as a rookie in terms of this pace of his growth?
It's different positions.
Right.
You know, Miles has a lot on his plate. You know, we put him at Mike for a reason, to understand the whole defense, to call the defense, and put all that on him and just see how he responds to it. In the beginning, we didn't do that to Telvin, you know, based on the position. But a lot of the same traits, though, reactionary skills, speed, you know, a lot of the same qualities.
There's not a lot of chatter out there today. Was it more of like a...
Well, we had, you know, you saw, we had some guys, as our progression, we had some guys that were out today, you know, Malik, Audric, Dante, there was quite a few guys, just based on where the practices were. So we really emphasized more getting the third group more reps today, and then we had that one period, just an introduction, kind of a walkthrough, first and second down with the Jets.
Were you able to look at Marquise at all during
Yeah,
team?
Marquise practiced the whole day. So that was cool. You might see if normally receivers take 3 reps a period, he might have got, or 3 reps a set. He got 2 reps a set, but went through the whole thing and felt pretty good.
Guys, up to speed, catch up, whatever.
Yeah, you can. You might see him maybe in our sheet when we looked at it, not practice tomorrow. See how he recovers from today, and then just make a decision from there. All the rotations, the starters, how we're going to go about doing it. We're having a personnel meeting tomorrow night.
Guys like Linder and Audric, they've been held out with injury. Are they going to go Thursday? Can you make that decision yet?
Yeah, I'll know more Tuesday. You know, Audric, hopefully he's ready to go. I know Linder had a good tempo drill with Milo today, so we'll evaluate that tomorrow night.
Can you have that meeting tonight?
I know, make it easier, huh? Well, you just it's based off of, you know, how guys come through practice. So,
you've mentioned that this spring and now the takeaways are up in practice. Is there a correlation on the defenses that you've been in charge of over the years, going back to Seattle, Tampa, wherever, that if they're up this time of year, they might be up in the season?
They were up all during practice. We go to the scrimmage. I don't believe we had a takeaway. You know, so, and that's why we always say they come in bunches, as long as we keep work for them. But I think what's impressive to me is definitely a mentality to go after the ball. We chart it with strips and rips and guys going for the ball, and our numbers compared to where they were last year, even OTAs and training camp, it's a big difference. So we talk about developing that mindset of going for the ball, and that feels like it's coming along really well. Now we got in a heightened environment, and the numbers went down a little bit. So that's where we need work.
How do you think Grotz and McCray have responded to being pushed down the depth chart a little bit?
You know, very well. Grotz's doing a good job at nickel, but where I see him showing up is on the perimeter some. And I think that's due to the competition. When you have really good competition throughout the board, especially at that DB position, you see it kind of elevates each player. And even D-Mat, you know, you're seeing him perform too more consistently. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Or do you do like you do on Friday?
We'll be a regular. We'll still practice against each other and then maybe have a period with the Jets, but it might be helmets only.
Is there any regret at all on having Beecham practice right away instead of maybe?
No. You know, I think it gave him a barometer where he's at. This is where we're at. You know, he went in there, felt good, all the testing came out. Now where are we at? How are you responding? And then we're going from there.
The quarterback blitz worked very well last year with Aaron Colvin. It seems like you're using a little bit of Ramsey and doing that now. Do you think that's a role that he could really excel at?
Well, yeah, he is. He's got really good length on the perimeter, and that length and speed combination And very aggressive. If you watch him on tape, very good tackler, very aggressive physical type player. So when you bring pressure with him too, he has that same mentality. And anytime you have that length, it's a good thing as a rusher.